looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
I'm Peter Rosenberger, and this is your Caregiver Minute. Struggling with her husband's significant medical issues, a woman I know was worn paper thin, only to have her car break down. Finally working up the courage to ask someone in her church for help, her plea was met with compassion, an offer to pray, and an offer to bring a meal. She awkwardly replied, "I really want your prayers, and I appreciate the thought of the meal, but I really need the car fixed." For caregivers, it takes courage to ask for the specific need. There's always that fear of being rejected and feeling ashamed, but there's no shame in having a need. Asking for help is a sign of wisdom. For non-caregivers, let's be a little bit more insightful and ask about the car, the appliances, the home. Remember, you can't drive a tuna casserole to work. Bringing meals to folks who are suffering, that's wonderful. But dig deeper to see if you can do more than be a tuna noodle helper.
This has been your Caregiver Minute with Peter Rosenberger, brought to you by Standing with Hope, a ministry for the wounded and those who care for them. There's more information at standingwithhope.com.